Warning, the following podcast may contain potential plot spoilers, but then again, it may not at all. Hello and welcome to Potential Spoilers. I'm Kieran and I'm joined by Matty D.
Hey, Kieran.
And of course, because Matty D didn't have a spoiler there, it's obvious that we're doing one of our movie talk episodes.
Well, I was going to say Happy Valentine's Day, Kieran.
Valentine's Day. Yes.
Kieran.
Matty D likes to say Valentine's Day.
I've got myself in a terrible habit where I keep saying Valentine's Day because it annoys people.
He knows that it's wrong.
And I do the same thing with espresso coffee instead of espresso.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that says escape instead of escape?
No, I say escape. I'm not a monster.
And what's the main character of Lord of the Rings' name?
Frodo Baggins.
Frodo Boggins.
Frodo Boggins. Pronouncing things, it's not my forte. That's why I do a podcast.
Exactly. So if you haven't heard one of our episodes before, what we typically do on the show is we look at all the promotional material for an upcoming Hollywood blockbuster, and then we attempt to predict as much of that movie as possible. The plot of that movie, of course. But this week, we're doing something slightly different. Occasionally, we like to do an episode where we like to let our hair down, let our flies down, as the case may be this week, and just talk everything movies.
Yeah. We like to have a little bit of break from formula.
Yeah.
Trial some new stuff. Just be a little loosey-goosey. I say that all the time. I say that every movie episode. I need to stop saying movie talk episode, say loosey-goosey.
Not a great start so far, but...
Yeah, we like to, take the shackles off and let ourselves roam free a little bit.
Yeah, so if this isn't your sort of cup of tea episode, stick around, folks, because we're talking about something particularly special this week. We're talking about a special kind of movie. We're dipping our big toe into the warm, warm pool of adult entertainment, something I can't say we've ever done before.
Never.
Something we've done a lot of times off
air. Never heard about it. I was like, adult films? That's like MA movies, right, Kieran?
It could well be. So we're delving into the realm of adult films. As I said, this is something we've done a lot off air. This is something we've actually discussed a lot off air. So we've actually covered a lot of movies on this show, and a lot of the times after we finish the recording, we'll go and have a beer or two. And at the same time, I'm like, can you imagine what would happen in the porno version of this movie that we've just talked about? It'd lend itself so easily to a porn movie. And then I decided, I put my foot down one day and I said, you know what? Let's put our money where our mouth is. Let's actually do an episode where we come up with a porno version of a movie we've covered already.
Yes, that is how that happens.
Because there's a market out there, Matty D.
Yes, there is.
Because you just think of a movie off the top of your head and guaranteed there's going to be a porno version of it. Now, before you get too excited, I've actually come up with a quiz for you, Matty D.
Have you really?
I was really thinking, how true is that statement? Is there really a porn version of every movie out there? Well, every major movie out there. And so I've actually come up with a list of 20 titles, Matty D. I looked at the IMDb top 20 movies of all time, and then I did a little bit of research.
A little bit of extracurricular research. Your pillow and you looked at all your VCRs.
Tucked
underneath there.
You mean VHSs?
VHSs, DVDs.
Under my pillow, just have a bunch of
VHSs, yeah.
No, under my pillow, just have a whole bunch of VCRs.
Open up
VCRs.
Your closet, you're just like, here we are. You just have a whole bunch. All the VHSs are in VHS already.
So each movie has their own VCR.
Yeah, of course. That's how we did it back then before DVDs, kids.
You couldn't just have one. You didn't want to taint your VCR with like completely different movies. You wanted to play it safe.
On a tangent, do you remember when you couldn't get the tape out of the VHS player?
Yes.
Remember how scary that was?
Yes.
And you actually had to get a butter knife to try to flick it out.
It would just get stuck in there for some reason. Especially if it was a rental and you had to take the rental back.
The digital world will never understand.
I had it happen with my DVD player. The rubber band in my DVD player broke, and so it wouldn't eject. So anytime I wanted to open or close the DVD player, I had to get a butter knife and get the corner and push the button and then sort of wrench it out and then just slam it back in.
I love that, Kieran. I love that.
And I dealt with this for years.
Instead of getting it fixed, instead of buying a new DVD player, you've just managed to have a fix where you're like, I'm just going to stick a butter knife in it. And you probably have the butter knife on the DVD player as well.
Yeah, I did. It was sitting next to
just
it.
Just that's the DVD player butter knife.
This was right when I moved out of home as well.
Of course.
So
the money for a DVD player?
It was my first
DVD
player. And so
once
the rubber band broke, I was just like, well, I guess I'm fucking stuck with it. Now, this is back in the day because now DVD players or Blu-ray players like I've got now are completely different. They've got this weird magical device where you just sort of stick the disc in it and sort of get sucked into a void.
I remember being really distrusting of that. I was like, well, what happens if it gets stuck?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're not going to get them out now. You're certainly not going to get them out now if they
make sure it's a DVD you really like.
But in the old day, they used to have a tray that fired out. Some people might still have these. A tray would be fired out, and that was all powered by like springs and rubber bands and little turning wheels.
Little men inside the players that like pushed it in and pushed it out.
And if one of those little elements got stuck, then you weren't getting your DVD back. Now, I thought we were talking about pornography.
Okay, let's move back to pornography.
We've talked about VHSs and DVDs. This is your fault, Matty D.
I'm just sidetracking the conversation here.
So as I was saying, I prepared a quiz for you, Matty D. So I looked at the IMDb top 20 movies of all time, and then I did a little bit of extra research, and I said, is there a porno version of that same movie? And I want to see how many you can get, Matty D. I want to see whether it's true or false with each answer. Is there a porno version, a porno equivalent for these top movies?
All right. Let's have a guess here. So I think straight off the bat, because...
Are you going to ruin the quiz in advance? What's going on here?
Well, I'm guessing the movies, right? That's what I'm doing.
No. I'm saying what the movie is.
And I thought you just wanted me to list 20 movies and guess to see what
it is. That would be ridiculous. Right, so I will tell you the movies.
Fire away.
And then you just have to tell me if there's a porno version of that movie or not.
Okay, sure.
So let's get started.
Well, I would just assume there is, but okay, let's go.
Okay, so the first movie I have on the list is The Shawshank Redemption, long considered the best movie of all time on IMDb. I don't quite agree with that assessment. I don't know about you yourself. I think you love that movie, don't you?
Yeah, I love that movie. That's
would you consider it the best movie of all time, though? I know we did a podcast in the past where we said it wasn't, but I'm still asking.
I know a lot of people would. Me personally, probably not. But I mean, it's up there as a really great movie.
Yeah. So is there a porno version of The Shawshank Redemption?
Yes.
You think so?
I don't know if there is or there isn't, but I'm going to guess that there is.
There is not a porn version of The Shawshank Redemption. It would lend itself so easily to a porn version. Think about the horse skank redemption. It could be a gay porno with like in prison, you know. I'm sure
lends
there's like...
itself to that.
I'm sure, I don't know personally, but I'm sure there is like a full genre of like gay prison porn out there. Gay listeners can write in and let us know.
Sure.
I could just do research and find out, but I kind of don't want to. You know what? Yeah, okay, so that's going to be my homework for next week.
Are you going to write a Shawshank Redemption pornography?
No, I'm going to see if there is a genre of gay prison porn out there.
Now that I remember what happens in that movie, I'm kind of uncomfortable with the idea of a Shawshank Redemption porn.
That's probably the reason why. But
being that there
it's
is
not
rape
the worst
in that
one.
Movie.
It's not the worst one on this list. Okay. I'll have you know, Matty D. All right, so number two is The Godfather. Is there a porn version of The Godfather?
Well, that depends, Kieran. Is it part one? Is it number one, two, or three?
Number one.
If it's number two, that's a long porno.
Yeah.
That's a very long porno. You know what? I'm going to say no one's going to touch that classic, and I'm going to say no porno for Godfather.
Well, there is actually a Godfather porno. It's called Godfather, a XXX Dream Zone parody.
I'm sorry. That's
you can watch
really,
the trailer for it on YouTube.
That's the title? That's so... there's no creativity there.
This is a pet peeve of mine, so you'll see this a lot in this list. One of the things I hate the most is when they're
could
really...
You could have called it The Stepfather, Jesus.
No.
Matty D.
Stop, Matty D. Yeah, so... One of the things I really hate about uninventive porn titles is when they just do the name of the movie and like a XXX parody. Or
that's a pet peeve of yours,
it's
right?
Not, you know, insert the name of the movie here. You see that a lot in the porn industry. They just say, it's not Ghostbusters and then a XXX parody. Like, just come up with like a clever name. That's the whole point. We're going to be doing this later on. So, you know, this is why I'm really harping on about this.
All right. So there is.
And there is a Godfather porn parody. I haven't seen it.
Oranges?
I hope so. I hope so.
What would you do in a Godfather pornography?
I don't know. I didn't watch the trailer. I'm just presuming it's the same thing.
Is there trailers to porns now?
Yeah.
Is there really? Whoa.
There's trailers to movies, and porn movies are still movies. That's why we're talking about them.
Okay, fair enough.
But you can watch it on YouTube, as I said, the trailer for it.
Have an offer you can't refuse.
I hope that's what the case is.
All right.
Let's insert a clip of the trailer right here.
That is a scary man, Kay. He has a cock the size of a baseball bat.
It's a Sicilian message. It means Luca Bazzi sleeps with the bitches.
Well, there you go. I never thought that would happen.
There you go. Wow. Surprising. Was Marlon Brando in that one too?
No. He was dead at this point. So next up, The Dark Knight, the famous Batman Christopher Nolan movie, The Dark Knight. Is there a porno version of The Dark Knight?
I'm thinking of guys with fedoras and neckbeards, and I'm saying there is a market for it. So yes.
There is. You got that correct. So there is a porn version of The Dark Knight. It's called The Dark Knight XXX, a porn parody. What a creative title.
It's a terrible title.
Yes, exactly.
How do you make a porno with The Dark Knight? I don't... Like, what happens? Just like the interrogation scene turn into like...
This one I did actually a little bit of research into.
Is that foreplay?
I did a little bit of research. It does involve Bane. Bane's in it. It does involve Poison Ivy, Catwoman.
Oh, Dark Knight Rises?
It's just called The Dark Knight, a triple X parody, but just basically it's just a straight up Batman porn parody. So every Batman character sort of pops up in
it. You could have called it The Dark Knight Rises and changed nothing about the title. Why did they? And they had Bane in it.
Not very creative here either.
So Bane's in The Dark Knight, even though he's not in the actual movie.
That's right. In the porn version.
I'm guessing they had like some super jacked guy.
Yeah, Bane. Exactly. That's not hard to find in the porn industry.
No. Does Bane just have a gimp mask?
No, it's just the standard Bane mask. Because like I said, I was really curious as to what would happen because I'm like, well, in the movie, the only woman is like Maggie Gyllenhaal, right?
Is Two-Face in it? Yeah, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
No, I don't think Two-Face is in it. Like I said, I didn't watch it. I just saw the trailer.
There's some like female cops in the movie, I remember.
Yeah, the one that gets punched in the face.
Dark Knight Rises, what, Talia al Ghul's in it? Is Catwoman in this movie?
Yeah, I said it was in, she was in it. Oh, Poison Ivy, Catwoman.
Poison Ivy's in it.
Yeah,
Poison Ivy's not in the movies at all.
I know, I just told you, it's a straight up Batman porno, not to be confused with the Batman, a triple X parody porno, which is a parody of the 60s version of Batman.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Well, there you go, now you've got some homework. Now, this is actually a movie we covered last week, so I just thought I'd throw it in here just to see if it's something that you think there might be a porn version of Scarface. So, we talked about a Scarface prequel last week.
Yes.
Where do you go in a Scarface porno, though?
He bangs his sister? I don't know.
I don't think that actually happens in the movie because there is actually a porn parody of Scarface. It's called The Official Scarface Parody. It came out in 2011. And there is actually another Scarface porno called Lady Scarface, The World Is Yours. So
there's a female-led Scarface movie.
Apparently so. I really want to know what that movie is like. Is she just doing all the lines? Like, she's just doing the voice? Like, oh,
do they have the lines?
Don't fuck me. I don't like anyone who tries to fuck me.
Do they have the line, say hello to my little friend? Because
I can guarantee it. I like that I'm turning into a 12-year-old boy with my voice cracking. It really is.
You're getting too excited, Kieran. Boy.
Yeah, I am. So next up, this one is a little bit controversial. 12 Angry Men. Is there a porn version of the classic courtroom drama 12 Angry Men? Considered one of the best movies of all time?
My initial reaction to all these lists is to say yes to everything because like rule whatever 34. But I'm going to say no to this one. I don't think there is.
You don't think there is a porn version of 12 Angry Men?
I mean, it would lend itself to it. I mean, 12 Angry Men is the movie where they're locked in to decide
it's
the fate.
It's a jury.
It's a jury,
yeah.
Right. They're locked in a room.
A hung
together,
jury, so. As you'd say.
Oh, no. It is, right? It
yes, there is, oh, is no. a porn version of 12 Angry Men. It's called Hung Jury. 12 Horny Men.
You actually just stole the title to make a joke. Wow, yes. Okay. All right, there you go. Is it filmed in black and white?
No, it's not.
Well, then what sort of parody is it?
I don't know. I didn't watch the movie. It's a gay porno. I didn't. There wasn't a trailer that I could watch, so.
Were there 12 Angry Men?
There were 12 Horny Men, because that's what it's called. It's called Hung Jury 12 Horny Men. I'm presuming it was a 12 Angry Men porno.
Dear.
Next up.
All right.
One of your favorite movies of all time, Eddie D.
Are you
going to
spoil something for me? You're going to ruin something?
One of your favorite trilogies of all time?
Not the Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Yes. Is there a porn version of
Lord
of the Rings?
Yes. So much. Yeah, Lord of the Rings was a huge movie. They're going to make a pornography about it.
You're absolutely correct, Eddie D.
With Arwen and all those guys.
Would you believe there's not just one Lord of the Rings porn parody?
Is there a trilogy?
There is three Lord of the Rings porn parodies. There's one called Lord of the G-Strings, the female ship of the strings, which I was a big fan of that title. Lord of the G-Strings. The female ship of the strings.
Right, okay.
Manny D's got his head in his hands right now. Now we've got Whore of the Rings as well, which is a slightly creative title. And we've got Lady of the Rings, a slightly less creative title.
Not as good.
Which just has a Lady Frodo going around.
Now where does the ring go on, Kieran?
I think we're thinking about two different rings here, Matty D. And it's also Lord of the G-Strings. So that was, presumably, I'm hoping this happens in the movie. They put on it like a G-string and they turn invisible. Wouldn't that be great?
Is it the Eye of Saruman that they're trying to find? Oh, man.
The brown Eye of Saruman.
This is already a terrible episode. Yes. Let's move on.
Now, this is a bonus question for you, Matty D. You love Lord of the Rings. Do you love The Hobbit?
No.
How much do you love The Hobbit? That's what I really want to know. Is there a porn version of The Hobbit? There's a porn version of Lord of the Rings. There's three, actually, as we just discussed. Is there one for The Hobbit?
No, there's not one of The Hobbit, but if it is, it's all CGI.
Could well be. You're wrong, Matty D. You're dead wrong. There is a porn version of The Hobbit. It's called The Hobbit, The Desolation of Cock. nice.
So someone's job is to... Someone wrote this.
Yes.
Someone's just like,
we're going to be doing it this episode.
The Desolation.
This is just the warm-up to give us an idea.
And everybody like around a room. I imagine it's like a writing table, right? And everyone's just sort of, you know, it's a think room kind of thing. Everyone's just pitching ideas. And then someone's like, The Desolation of Cock. And everybody's just like applauding this one guy.
Exactly.
So congratulations, Jerry.
I like to imagine there's a full
this
writer's
is why
room
we brought
for a porno.
You here.
Do you really think there's a writer's room? Do you think it's more than just one guy? Or like just making it up on the day? More than just making making it up on the day? Do you think there is like a full writer's room, a full creative team?
Of course, this is a professional filming.
Yeah, it's a multi-million dollar industry. Moving on with the quiz. Pulp Fiction, the Tarantino classic. Is there a porn version of Pulp Fiction?
Of course, there has to be. It's called Pulp Fiction.
All right, what do you think it is called? There is one, by the way. What do you think it's called?
Penis Pump Fiction.
That's actually a pretty good title. It's actually better than the actual title. The real title.
Pulp Friction?
That's it. You got it. You got it. You got it. I should give you a bonus point just for that. Yeah.
Awful. Did Tarantino direct it?
I hope so. I have no idea what happens in Pulp Friction because, again, there's only one woman in that movie, so I don't really know. Well, actually, there's Honey Bunny at the start.
I mean, they can add women into the mix.
I'm sure they do.
I don't think they're too
discerning.
You know, I don't think they're following that. The
script. I'm just imagining women in suits now. That's probably
is
what
that
happens.
Reservoir Oh yeah, I guess. I wonder where Reservoir Dogs is.
Well, that's
as well.
Not on my list, so I don't know. I'm guessing so, just based on this list so far.
Right.
This one's slightly controversial, so I really want you to put your thinking hat
no.
on for this one.
What have you got there?
One of the most critically acclaimed movies of all time. Very dark subject. Schindler's List, a movie about the Holocaust and World War II. Is there a porn version of Schindler's List?
I'm going to say no, because if the answer is anything except no, that's fucking terrible.
You'd be wrong, Matty D. There is a porn movie called Schindler's Lust. And it's an S&M movie set in World War II.
Are you serious?
I am completely serious. Now, it's not technically a porno because it's only a 10-minute trailer. So only a trailer for the movie exists. There's no full feature that's ever been released. It was a guy who was sort of like decrying censorship. Like
okay,
he was going
right.
against censorship in the porn industry. So he was just like, what would be the most offensive movie that I could come up with? So he just came up with a 10-minute treatment for a Schindler's List porn version, which was Schindler's Lust. So I'm not actually going to award a point for that because it's not technically a porno. But
is there a problem with censorship in the porn industry?
Apparently so.
Is that a thing?
Apparently so. So this was back in the 90s, I believe. I think they had issues with what you could say or do in porn movies at the time. I'm not a huge
expert. I kind of thought
expert.
Everything was kind of on the table because there's
Apparently
something
not.
For everybody, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing, you know, in the deep, dark corners of the web. But when you're actually releasing movies before, like pre-internet, I'm guessing like anything you release
Who
is
Who judges
be...
that? Is there like a board of
yeah.
people that are just
of
like,
course.
Oh, this is too
of
far?
Of course. There's somebody out there who has to watch the porn movie and make sure that there's nothing objectionable in it.
Oh
it's still,
God.
I think it still exists to this
That'd
day.
That'd be a terrible job. I mean, you'd get paid a lot.
Yeah.
So maybe not.
Yeah, exactly. Now that I think about that, would be like one of the worst jobs I could imagine.
Yeah.
Like,
could you imagine the stuff
your average 14-year-old boy would be like, yeah, that's the best job. But no, imagine all the horrific stuff you'd have to sit through. It would be the worst. Moving on. All right. So Christopher Nolan classic. We've already talked about The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises, so
Inception?
On and so forth. Yes. Inception, the mind-bending dream base. So it's already a fantasy. Is there a porn version of Inception?
This movie was huge. It was everywhere. It was everyone's favorite movie
at the
time.
I'm imagining people's genitals like bending over like the city of Paris on the front cover.
I'm saying absolutely 100% yes, this was a porno and it did not change its title.
You are 100% incorrect. There is no porn version of Inception. They could have called it Insertion. They could have called
There's
it Conception.
There's an Inception movie, right?
Yeah, I think so. They could have called it
Conception.
That would have been great.
Conception.
But no, there is no existing Inception porno.
like everybody's like wearing rubbers and running around.
Yeah, exactly.
Slow motion, you know, scenes.
Oh,
sense.
You know the hallway scene with Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Imagine a porn version of that. Like,
maybe it costs too much money.
Yeah, it's just like they're rolling around like on the roof.
Maybe it costs too much money to actually do that.
There's just probably no way that you could feasibly do like a decent parody of it. But you think about it, it's about dreams. So it's like fantasies, basically. So you could do anything. They're just not being creative.
You're going
enough.
Into somebody's dream.
Yeah.
Someone's having a sex dream.
Yeah, exactly.
There's your script.
Exactly. See,
script as if they write that. I don't know. I don't want to like disparage the pornography industry here.
See,
I'm sure
like
they
I
do
said,
a script.
It's just a circumstance of someone just not being creative. So next up, David Fincher classic, Fight Club. Is there a porn parody version?
Yes.
Of Fight Club?
I hit my you buzzer so? And I say yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, Brad Pitt in that movie.
You're correct on that one. But believe it or not, there is actually a ton of porn movies called Fight Club. It's just apparently a genre that exists. It's just two women beat each other up naked, essentially. It's like MMA, but naked and involving
a
sex act.
How violent is it?
I don't know. I didn't really look into
it. Pillow Fight Club, or is it actually like they're actually going at it?
So on the front cover of these movies, I just saw that there was just like women wearing like sort of martial arts outfits, and it didn't look like it was related to Fight Club specifically. But I did find two that were specific parodies of Fight Club because the front cover alone, you know how like there's the famous front cover or the poster for Fight
With the
Club?
Soap.
Yeah, it's Brad Pitt holding up a bar of soap that says Fight Club on it and it's got Edward Norton in the background. So there were two porn movies that had that exact same cover and that same motif. and one of them was Strap-On Club.
Got it.
It's a woman holding up a pink sort of like strap-on that says Strap-On Club written
on it. That's great.
And then we've got Lesbian Fuck Club.
That's less creative, but
yeah. Yeah, which was a group of women and one of them was holding up a bar of soap that said Lesbian Fuck Club on it. So those were the only two Fight Club porn parodies that I could find.
Well, there you go.
Next up, a personal favorite of yours, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, famous Jack Nicholson movie where, you know, he's in a mental asylum. Is that ripe for porn parodiness?
So in the time of that movie, the...
Came out 70s, didn't it?
Like, if I'm to believe Hollywood...
Well, these movies don't have to come out the exact same time as the original
movies. Well, I'm just saying, wasn't the porn industry booming in the 70s? Isn't that...
Oh, absolutely. That's when it's really got its huge kickstart.
I would think so, but you know what? I'm going to say no. One Flew Over the unless it's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but no.
What?
It didn't...
Cuckoo's Nest? I see.
I don't know. No, it didn't have a porno, right?
You'd be incorrect, Manny D. There is a porn version of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
What's it called?
One Flew Over the Cuckold's Nest.
The Cuckold's Nest?
Yes. Now, that is a creative title.
So, I love that title. That's a good title. So
I have no idea what happens in the movie.
Well, obviously, someone gets cuckolded, yeah, I would assume. Right.
Is there
by
like
Nurse
a whole...
Ratched? Oh my God, that would be a huge dominatrix thing, right?
Presumably so. I'm presuming. Like I said, I know nothing about the movie.
Medication time.
Wow, it just writes itself. And like I said, with a great title like that, who wouldn't want that? So, all right, next up, Robert Zemeckis' classic. No, I'm not talking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh,
and by
Jesus.
The way, there is a porn version of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Is there really?
It's Who Reamed...
Is it called Cool World?
It's called Who Reamed Rosie Rabbit.
Oh, jeez.
And it has nothing to do with cartoons or Toontown at all. It's just two people...
Is it somebody dressed as Jessica Rabbit for the entire
movie? No, they're not even rabbits. It's just a woman called Rosie Rabbit. It's her and a guy...
Jessica Rabbit wasn't a rabbit.
Just sitting on a lounge. They're sitting on a lounge watching porn movies and going like, oh, this isn't very good. It's just basically like a running commentary for porno. Who Reamed Rosie Rabbit? Look it up.
What?
Rosie. Well, just because your name is Rosie Rabbit doesn't mean I'm Elmer Fudd.
But no, I'm not talking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I'm talking about the other Robert Zemeckis classic, Castaway. No, Forrest Gump. Oh. Is there a porn version of Forrest Gump?
I'm going to regret answering this, but yes, I think there is.
Yes, there is one. And what do you think it's called?
Forrest Hump.
That would be a good title, but the actual title is a little bit more creative than that, and a little bit more creative than even Forrest Gump is. Foreskin Gump.
That's so gross.
Yes, I know. Foreskin Gump.
That's what they go with?
Yes.
Foreskin Gump?
Yes.
Sounds like a disease.
Actually, no, that's... Now that I say it, that is less creative than Forrest Gump or Forrest Hump. Foreskin Gump. Should be Foreskin Hump, actually, now that I think about it. Oh. Let's move
on. All right.
Another movie that you and I treasure dearly, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, the Sergio Leone spaghetti western classic. Is there a porn version of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Yes, there is.
Yeah?
I think there would be.
You are 100% correct on that.
Because I feel like it's a title that would lend itself to it. I don't know how.
You can watch the opening on YouTube, and it is called The Good, the Bad, and the Pussy.
Really?
Yes. Because I was like, are they really going to go like a porn movie called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Are they just going to have like ugly people banging each other
in
a movie?
I thought it would be like The Good, the Bad, and the Hottie or something.
No. Well,
you're
close.
That's a pretty lame title, Matty D, but you know.
Yeah. So you're a fan of The Good, the Bad, and the Pussy as a title.
I mean, it works. It sells what it has, you know.
I did watch the opening on YouTube and there was, it's like the most generic sort of like.
Did you do this in a private browser, Kieran?
Yes,
just to protect
I did actually.
Yourself?
I did.
Don't end up
a lot
on
of
a
time
list
in
somewhere.
Incognito. But yeah, anyway, so in this opening, I saw it was just like the most generic sort of Western music you can imagine. A really lazy like pan around an obvious sort of like Western sort of theme park.
Okay.
So like one of those places you take your kids and watch like a man do whips and then run around on a horse. Like that sort of place that they obviously rented it out for a weekend. Yeah. And there was just a bed sitting out in the middle of the open. I'm like, geez, I wonder what they're going to do with that. And a saloon, like an obvious sort of modern looking saloon.
Was there the man with no name?
No, it was just literally people dressed as cowboys. Like there was a man with a really bad fake mustache and just wearing cowboy hats and, you know, obviously like saloon.
Were they Italian? Were they dubbed in English? I was like,
I think it was just a cowboy themed porno that they just gave that title to. So it wasn't like a committed porn parody of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, because I don't really see how that would work. It's about three dudes running around, unless you know.
I mean, you could do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fair enough. I stand corrected. Moving on, Citizen Kane. Long considered one of the best movies ever made, Citizen Kane, black and white classic about a journalist running around trying to find out the life and secrets of a man, a media mogul.
Yes, and it's going to be called Citizen Kane.
You really think so?
Pretty clever.
You're correct, but not on the title. The actual porn parody itself is called Citizen Shane. It's about a journalist running around trying to find out the life and secrets of a celebrated porn actor.
So wait, Citizen Shane is in the name or Shame is in the...
No, Citizen Shane.
Oh, okay.
As in the name.
Who's Shane?
A porn actor, presumably.
Okay. Okay. That's a lot more deep than I
thought. And it's in black and white as well.
Really? So yeah. They went really artistic with it?
Yeah. It might be considered the best porn movie.
Rosebud.
Oh, let's not go there.
Is that in it?
I hope so. I don't know. I didn't watch it. Just a little disclaimer. I haven't seen any of these movies, Matty, do you? I watched the trailer where it was available to get an idea.
You read the articles?
Yeah, I just watched it for the movie. Now, this movie was very popular in the early 2000s. I think it came out late 90s.
The Matrix,
yeah, you're exactly on the money there. Is there a porn version of The Matrix?
Is The Matrix really the next on your list?
Yes, that's right.
I mean, of course there had to be, right?
Yeah.
Is there?
There is.
Oh, jeez.
And would you believe it or not, there's actually a full series of Matrix porn films. They're not related to each other.
They're just not the trilogy like the original.
So if you think about it, if you really think about it, like again, The Matrix really sort of lends itself to the world of porn because
you're in a computer, right? You're in a simulation.
Yeah, it's a fantasy. You're in a simulation. Everyone's sort of wearing like dominatrix style clothes. Tight leather, exactly.
Man, so, early 2000s really loved their tight leather.
Exactly. So of course it's going to be ripe for the whole porno pickings here. So not only do we have The Matrix with three X's, we've also got The Gaytrix. I think you can imagine what happens there.
Very nice.
And you've also got The Matrix Trinity, a XXX parody.
Oh, okay.
You don't look as impressed with that.
No, I thought you should have mentioned that title first because...
And led up to The Gaytrix.
The other two titles were way better.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I should have.
Oh, well.
Now we're going into the world of Martin Scorsese with a Martin Scorsese classic, one of his best films ever made, Goodfellas.
I knew you were going to say Goodfellas.
Is there a porn parody of Goodfellas and is it going to be called Woodfellas?
Woodfellas.
Spoilers, it's not.
Yeah, I think Goodfellas. Well, you just spoiled it for me. So yes, Goodfellas is a porno, right? Because you said it's not called Woodfellas. It's not?
There is no Goodfellas porn parody there at all. There is a production company called Goodfellas and they make a lot of tranny porn, as I discovered yesterday, but... there is no official Goodfellas porn parody.
Well, there you go. That
so no points
me.
There, Matty D.
That surprises me. Because that's a popular movie, so you know.
Now, this next question is going to be super easy. Long considered one of the best movie franchises of all time, Star Wars. Is there a Star Wars porn parody? I don't think I could ask an easier question.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
There was a huge, famous, like, huge budget one that came out a couple of years ago, so you're 100% correct there. It's called, believe it or not, Star Wars XXX, a porn parody. Really creative title.
Lazy.
But that's the most famous one. There is tons. There are tons of Star Wars porn parody, including Star Wars. Just to name one.
Is this the episode where we're just show ourselves as immature?
Is this the episode where we show ourselves the door?
Go on, what are the rest of them?
No, that was the only one that I wrote down.
Oh, okay, just Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars was one that I wrote. And again, that's a really obvious title as well. And I think there's Slut Wars as well.
Slut Wars.
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, there's tons. There's never any. Ever since the movie came out, people have just been making Star Wars porn movies.
My word, I'm such a prude. I haven't heard of any of these.
You just said you've never seen a porn movie before.
No.
All right, next up is a highly acclaimed Morgan Freeman, Dame Maggie Smith classic movie, Driving Miss Daisy. Is there a porn movie around Driving Miss Daisy?
I really love this movie. And I think there would have to be, right?
You'd think there have to be.
And they don't need to change the title. It's just Driving Miss Daisy.
Well, you're 100% correct there, Matty D, because there is a porn version of Driving Miss Daisy, and it's called Driving Miss Daisy Crazy.
Well, no, they should have had Riding Miss Daisy.
I know. I think that would have been a better title. And I really hope it's like, you know, a black guy and an old woman in the back of a car. That would be the best, but I don't think it is. Driving Miss Daisy Crazy. I did enjoy that title, though. Slightly creative. You just added a word to the existing title. But I think our movie title is going to be much better than these ones.
I hope so.
Just to cast early suspicions. Anyway, the second last one I have on my list is a movie that I've never actually seen. It actually stars Peter O'Toole.
The original movie you haven't seen?
No, I haven't seen the original movie. I haven't seen the porn version either, if there is one. Lawrence of Arabia, the five-hour epic.
A five-hour porno.
Yeah, it probably is a five-hour porno.
I don't think there would be one about Lawrence of Arabia.
You would be wrong, Matty D. There is a porn movie of Lawrence of Arabia, and it's called Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh, jeez.
Which is a title I really like. That's really creative.
You know what? It was clever.
And you can watch the opening
I should have picked it. You kind of told me that it was.
Yeah, I kind of spoiled it there.
You spoiled it, so I should have just listened to that. But really? Lawrence of Arabia?
And it's a faithful one, too. It's a faithful adaptation of
Lawrence
of Arabia. It could be 5 hours. Most porns are.
Are they that long?
Yeah.
Why?
A lot of banging.
Who's lasting 5 hours?
I don't know.
Well, obviously those guys, eh?
Yeah.
all girls. You know.
You can watch. It's one of those things that's like it's an investment, Matty D. You can keep coming back to it.
You timestamp what you're up to.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but no, a lot of them are like super long. I think Pirates was 3 hours at least, 3.5 hours. So.
Really?
Yeah. Like I said, they've got a lot of banging to do.
That's
a lot of uninterrupted banging.
That's oh wow, like and filming for that long as well.
Jeez. Like that's your concern.
Yeah, I just
you're worried
like,
about the well-being of the actors.
That's a large production, you know. 3 hours of filming, that's a lot of money.
There's not a lot of effort involved, Matty D. It's literally just filming people banging. Someone holds up the boom mic, someone films the camera, someone shines some lights at them, that's it.
Oh dear.
Someone is there to clean up afterwards, presumably so. All right, and the last one I have on my list, just to round out the quiz, the famous...
I thought that was the last one. This is the last one?
That was the second last one. This is officially the last one. So the 1994 classic Titanic, is there a porn version of Titanic?
Oh, yeah.
Will their hearts go on?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
There definitely is. It's probably, I'm going to call it the least creative porn title on the list.
Is it just Titanic?
It's called...
Triple X, a Titanic
called,
parody?
It's called Titanic Tits.
Titanic Tits.
Yes. And there's a boat on the front cover.
Titanic
so,
Tits.
Yes. There's a
the
boat
name.
On the front cover, so I'm presuming that it's Titanic related.
That's awful.
Yes, I know. Titanic Tits.
Is Titanic like a description of the tits? Like,
yeah, of course.
Right, okay.
It works on so many levels.
Okay, right.
I want to really hope that this scene where they get hit by an iceberg and they just sink in the water, but they don't sink because they're buoyant.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Wow.
Well, there you go. I guess he would draw her naked. That would be part of
it,
right?
I don't think they're being that creative with it, Matty D.
No?
I think it's just the front cover. There's a boat on it, and then it's just a regular porno with big-breasted women.
Yeah. Is there the old lady?
Like, I hope so.
That starts narrating the whole movie.
In my mind, it's just a completely faithful porn.
And instead of having like pictures of her riding a horse, it's all the different positions that they're in.
I hope so. All right, now this is where we get to get our creative juices flowing, among other things.
I'm so...
You're exhausted already.
Oh, this is going to be... Yeah, I know, right? I've got no stamina, but oh my God, I'm not looking forward to this. All right, let's do this.
So we've decided to challenge ourselves and we're going to come up with our own porn version. Of course, we're not going to get too graphic. We just want to come up with three things.
I thought we were filming it.
No, we're not filming
it. I thought we
were
actually committing to
this.
You
and I aren't filming this. I mean, we can if you really want.
I came dressed for the part. Okay.
I'm glad you finished that sentence, but anyway. So what we're going to do... is we're going to pick three. We're going to pick three of the movies that we've covered so far and then come up with a porn version of that movie.
Any of the movies?
A fictional porn movie. Well, I would say any of them, but there are some that I'm immediately going to discount. I'm going to exclude some straight off the bat. But what we're going to do when we come up with our porn movies, we have to come up with a title. We have to come up with a creative title like we've heard in our quiz there. We have to come up with character names. So obviously something they do in porn movies is they come up with sort of like an... sort of cheeky adult version of a famous movie character's name. So, for example, in the porn parody of Flash Gordon, Flesh Gordon, the main character's name
There's
is
Flesh
Gordon.
There's a Flash Gordon porn parody?
Yes, called Flesh Gordon. It was one of the first porn parodies ever made back
really?
In the 70s. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I thought that would be... I thought porn parodies would be older than that.
Apparently not.
There you go.
I don't think back in the 30s, back when they were first started making
like
porn
movies, like
they were like, let's make a porn parody version of the jazz singer.
The jazz singer. The entertainer.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they were doing that back then. I think it was only more of a 70s thing that they started doing this. I could be wrong. Someone proved me wrong. Some porn expert out there write in and prove me wrong.
There was the Bikini Beach Party movies, right? But they're not really porn
no.
parodies, but they kind of go in that direction almost.
I suppose so.
That was 60s, right?
Yeah.
Or 50s. They were 50s.
Is there a porn parodies of those Bikini Beach Party movies?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Do they need them? Like,
well, they're not erotic in any way, if you've ever watched one. I know you have for a fact. And another thing we have to do is either come up with characters' relationships with each other, and I think you know what I mean by that, as well as their interactions. Now, we don't have to get graphic. We just have to lead them up to the point where they might have a little bit of, you know, a bit of fun in the sheets.
Yeah, sure.
Or above the sheets.
This is an open room.
Certainly, no
judgment.
I don't think there's enough space between us this episode. Kind of wishing we had a little bit more space. So, yeah. Are you ready to get down and dirty with it?
Yes, let's do it.
So the movies that I'm excluding straight away, and I have good reasons for excluding all of these, are as follows. We've got Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't want to even discuss, or I don't even want to consider the concept of doing a Dora the Explorer porno.
You don't need to explain yourself.
The next up, I have The Addams Family. Not because it's wrong.
Really?
Not just because it's wrong.
That would be perfect.
It's been done so many times by
D.
Yeah. It would not be an original idea.
I guess with like, What's the hand thing?
Yes.
Like, you could go in so many directions with that.
So there is a famous Addams Family porn parody called The Madams Family. So it was actually one of the first adult movies I ever saw as a younger
man. You saw it?
I rented it as a VHS from the VHS
shop. Way. You actually rented it from a video store?
Yeah, as a 13-year-old.
Oh, dude, hold a sec. We need to pause just to explore this. So, like, that would have terrified me as a kid of any age to rent out, like, a porn movie. Like, how did you...
Well, me and a friend of mine...
Did you buy other DVDs?
Yes, we did.
Not DVDs, VHSs.
Yeah.
Like, just to, like, disguise in...
Yes, 100%. So, a friend of mine who looks a bit older than me, he was actually about a year younger than
right.
me. But he was a lot taller and he looked a lot more mature.
He and a deeper voice.
He and I, every week, we'd like go and hang around at his house on the weekend. We'd go to the video shop and rent a whole bunch of movies that we were going to watch.
Right.
And then we'd always like look at the adult section and be like, oh, what would be funny to watch?
Ooh,
like, you know,
look
as
at the adult
typical
stuff.
Immature 13-year-old boys would do. And we'd always laugh at the Madams Family. And then one week we're like, fuck it. We're going to try and rent this movie. Because we were always renting R-rated movies. We were always renting R-rated movies. As I mentioned last week.
Can you do that as a 13-year-old? You can't,
yes.
Right?
We were renting like the most hardcore, not pornography. We were renting the most hardcore like horror
really
movies.
Really violent.
Really violent action movies.
That's why you're so desensitized now that you're an adult, Kieran.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. But yeah, one day we're like, oh, we'll just try and see if we could sneak it through. And it worked. See, we took it up to the front counter. So we had like, say we had like Scarface on the top. And then we had like Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
How confident were you going to the
Not
club?
At all. And it was on the bottom. So he's scanning them through.
He's on the bottom. He's just going to miss it. He's going to be like, oh,
he's
yeah,
just like
whatever.
He's like glancing at the title, scanning it through. And then he gets to the Madams Family and he holds it up and he pauses.
Oh, yes, he picks it. Oh.
And he looks at us and he goes, hang on a second. Are you guys 18? He didn't question
any... You're 13 years old at this point.
He didn't...
And he asked you if you're 18.
Yes.
All right.
And he didn't question any of the other R18 movies.
This guy wouldn't give a fuck. He's just like there to get a paycheck. So, yeah, he didn't ask for any of the other 18
No, he didn't
movies.
He didn't blink at them at all.
Right.
Comes across the Madams Family.
He's like, hang on a second.
He's like, hang on a second. You guys 18? And of course we go, yes. And he's like, oh, fair enough. And he scans it and puts it in the bag.
Wow.
And off we go. And we watched it. And it was great.
I mean, he doesn't care, right? Like, he's
had
just
a great
like,
theme
whatever.
Song.
I'll give these kids a break. Had a great theme song.
Now, the worst part was they didn't sing the theme song. They just played the music
right.
and clicked their fingers.
Okay, well, but, copyright issues, right?
Yeah, on the back of the DVD, they actually had it like a sing-along theme song
so
on the back.
So you are participating in the movie.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
There's like a whole new experience yes. happening. Did you watch this with your friend?
Yes,
yeah,
we
oh
did.
Oh my God. And then you awkwardly like, I need to go to the bathroom.
No,
and then you like,
it wasn't,
for
it wasn't
minutes.
That erotic. Let me just tell you that. But anyway, so the theme song I remember was like, they're creepy and they're horny. They'll do you in the morning. That's all I remember.
The Madams Family.
Yeah, the Madams Family. So that was the Madams Family.
Are they all related or is that like not something they went into at
they
all?
They didn't go into that. But
okay.
In some versions, they are related. Let me just tell you that. In my research.
There's a kink for everything.
They are directly related.
All right.
Yes,
well,
so
let's.
That's
so
one of the reasons why we're excluding
we're
the
excluding
Addams
Family. Excluding Addams Family. Fair enough.
And it would also have to be CGI
because
animated.
You've actually seen it. So, oh my God, CG animation.
Yes.
All right.
The next one I'm excluding is Jojo Rabbit.
Yep, fair enough. Don't
it
need to go into
children
it.
And
don't
the
need
Holocaust.
To go into it. Let's move on. Apparently, Holocaust pornos do not work. We've discovered from this episode.
Well, they exist. But
surprise. Do they really?
Yeah, they exist.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Go
anyway,
it.
Move on.
Next one I'm excluding is Doolittle, as in the Dr. Doolittle movie. While that would be funny, I don't think...
That was going to be my one that I was going to suggest. So you're actually banning Doolittle?
Yeah, I don't think we should go there, to be honest. I mean, we could. I could put it back on the list if you really want to explore that. Actually, now I'm imagining people in like really cheap animal costumes.
You make it a furry one.
Yeah, okay, right. I'm putting Doolittle back on the list then.
Thank you.
We will consider that. All right. And another one that I'm excluding is Onward because it's about two elf brothers with their dad who's a pair of pants. While that could be ripe for porn exploitation, I really don't want to go there either.
Uh-huh.
The next one I'm excluding is A Quiet Place Part 2 because I don't see how a mother and her young children, including a baby, trying to escape from monsters could really be translated to adult entertainment.
I mean, somebody with more creativity might be able
to
do it.
Yeah, I don't want
to
go there.
I don't want to put the effort in.
Exactly. Another one I'm excluding is Scoob.
Why?
Because it's been done.
Oh, yeah, there would be, wouldn't there?
Yes.
I lost my glasses,
yeah.
Wood.
Oh, that does happen. That
does
happen,
really?
Yeah. This is one I've actually seen.
Oh, no.
Another friend of mine, not the same friend from childhood, another friend and I, we accidentally found it on a streaming service. And it was amongst all the other Scooby-Doo movies. And they're like, what? Scooby-Doo porn movie? We've got to see what happens in that. Thankfully, that only involves Scooby-Doo himself. So we can't do that one.
So why?
And it'll also have to be CGI as well.
Why is it called Scooby-Doo then? So,
because it's just got all the other characters.
I feel like you're getting ripped off there.
Again, it's to do with that.
Do they have Scooby snacks in it?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
What sort of parody is this? Is there somebody with a mask that they like pull the mask off? Yes, that does happen. Hey, it is old Jenkins.
They don't pull off the mask when he does.
The gardener. They don't pull off the mask.
Yeah.
You don't even need to elaborate with that.
Another one that I'm excluding is Ghostbusters Afterlife, again, because it involves children and because there already is a Ghostbusters porno. There's actually several.
Ghostbusters 2013?
No, there isn't one of Ghostbusters 2013, but we'd have to specifically do Ghostbusters Afterlife.
All right.
So we can't go there. Antebellum, I'm excluding for really obvious reasons because it's about a slave plantation.
Yeah.
So we're not going to go there.
Apparently an awful movie, right, is what you've said. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah,
so.
It's fucking awful. I wouldn't watch it. Enola Holmes, I'm also excluding for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Well, can we just blanket statement say that we're not covering anything with children in it?
No. Speaking of, we're not going to do Cumplay, even though that would the title really lends itself to it. We're not doing Cumplay because it involves children and monsters again. I don't want to go there. And the last one I'm excluding is Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, fair.
Because that's an important part of my childhood. And I don't
that's a line you won't cross.
I mean, it's in a hotel. I mean, you could easily
Tom
do
and
it.
Jerry is too sacred to desecrate with a porn parody.
Yeah, exactly. So that leaves us with a whole...
Yeah, I love that. You're like, fuck everything else, but not Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll ruin everything except Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So
Fair enough.
That leaves a whole slew of other movies, at least 50 plus movies that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should go through them one by one and just explore their potential, say yay or nay.
I'm looking forward to talking about Sonic, but let's go one by one.
You really want to do Doolittle, so I think that's definitely going to be a contender straight away, but we may come across something that's better. You just teased Sonic there. I definitely think there's room to explore that. So let's just go through all the other movies that we've covered real quick and just sort of yay or nay them and see if they have potential. So the first one is Captain Marvel. I think it's been done already. I just automatically think we should just exclude all superhero movies from the list just because superhero movies are basically about objectifying like attractive men and women anyway. So there's no fun in it. So this is one of the most common porn parodies as well. So of course I think there already is a Captain Marvel porn parody. In fact, I know there is a Captain Marvel porn parody. There's no point exploring that.
Fair.
Shazam. Now, I know it involves children. I know that Shazam himself is a child, but he turns into a man. So is there potential there? We could age up the characters. They turn into like they
I'm
could
thinking
be
of the wizard. Who is the bad guy in Shazam? The guy with the eye. I don't know. Where would you go with it?
I think we should just exclude superhero movies because it's just too easy.
All right.
Next up, we have Us. Think about it. It could work. Doppelgangers.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That'd be sort of kinky.
I mean, yeah, that could work.
But we may come across something better.
Some clones.
Yeah, exactly.
But you'd have like the clones.
How would you do that though? How would you cast that? Would you cast twins?
Twins, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, right. I don't think we'd legally be able to do that. All right. Next up we have Hellboy, one of your favorite movies of 2019.
Yeah, Hellboy was great.
Again, it was sort of a superhero movie, so it's kind of like,
yeah.
It'd just be people cosplaying.
I'm going to yay Hellboy.
You are? You think that would work?
No, it'd be terrible.
Okay, all right, let's exclude that one. Next up, we have Avengers Endgame, which I think we should automatically nay.
Oh, why?
Because I think it's been done.
Okay.
And again, it's too easy. You've just got a whole bunch of attractive people just, you know, dressed in superhero costumes. What
can
they do?
We'll travel back in time.
It's not fun.
And
it's not creative.
Have sex with themselves in 2009 or whenever they travel back in time.
2007, I think it was.
Was it 2007?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Could have been 2008. I don't remember.
Well, the first Avengers movie, that was 2000 and... No, it wasn't 2007.
Oh, Iron Man, I think.
Iron Man was 2007. Like, Avengers was like 2013 or something, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not the expert. Next up, we have Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Yes.
Now, there actually has been a Pokemon porn parody done before.
How?
It's extremely horrific. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. There's a woman literally dressed as Pikachu in the movie.
What the fuckymon is that?
It looks like it could cause more damage than an episode of Dr. Oz.
Squirthole.
I just thought.
So we could go in that direction again, I suppose.
Gotta fuck them all, but.
Yeah. So you want to earmark that one for review.
So right? Wait. What? Explain again. Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
So you've got Ash, Misty, and Brock, and a woman dressed as Pikachu. Let your mind do the work. Because literally, you don't want to see this because it is horrific.
Oh, God. All right.
I'll show you after the show, Matty D.
I don't want to see it.
It's got to be seen to be believed.
I don't want to see it. Is it like an I Dream of Jeannie situation where she's like in the bottle and like the...
No, they're not that creative.
By the way, how cool did the inside of the bottle in I Dream of Jeannie?
There is a porn version of I Dream of Jeannie as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
I Wet Dream of Jeannie, I don't know.
What? I Wet Dream of Jeannie.
So you want to earmark Pokemon Detective Pikachu for exploration?
Yeah.
On, possibly.
Yeah.
Now, would you want to earmark John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum? Is there any direction we could go with that one?
I'm sick of talking about John Wick.
Okay.
How do you feel about John Wick?
No, I don't think we could
I mean,
work.
You just call him like John Dick.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You got the title, but
that's it.
Yeah.
And like what, he's in an assassin organization? Like how do you turn that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it would work.
Could work.
Unless his like contracts is to go around and bang people.
Maybe.
Yeah. Again,
he gets called the boogeyman or like the Baba Yaga and
he's called the booby man. Yeah, I don't think we could be creative enough with it. I mean, we've already proved that wrong with just those last few sentences, but yeah, I don't think that would really I'm not really feeling that one. One I am sort of feeling
it could all be based on the hotel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think we could find something better.
International, whatever it's called.
Because the next movie might get you excited.
All right.
Next movie is Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm imagining people in bear suits having a grisly situation. I'm imagining, like, someone, instead of King Ghidorah having three heads.
No.
King Ghidorah, sorry, having three heads.
No.
You can imagine
it. Well, yeah, there you go. And one's a little bit stupider than the rest.
Yeah, exactly.
King Ghidorah's thinking with its other heads.
I'm imagining people in costumes, like stomping around cities. That could work. I think we should definitely earmark that one.
Mm. Yeah, Godzilla, Mothra, Jesus.
X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Charles Dance
one.
Will also be in that movie. Yeah, what's that? Sorry,
X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Dark
is on
Phoenix.
The list. Again, I think that's too easy.
I mean, yeah, it could definitely be done.
It could be done. That's why I think we shouldn't
probably
do it.
Probably will be better than the actual movie.
It probably has been done as well. So I think we should skip that one.
All right.
Men in Black International. When we were talking about that movie, we already said it was basically a porno without the porn scenes in it. So I think we should definitely earmark that one as
all
well.
Right, yeah.
Because you remember how many aliens had
sex
in that movie? And there was the woman with the three arms.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of suggestive stuff going on in that movie. So I definitely think it could work. Again, we might consider
just
that one.
Just call it Black in Men. I don't know.
Men in Back is a movie that does exist. I don't know if it's directly related to Men in Black, but I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Did you say Back in Men?
No, Men in Back is what it's called. There were two muscly men on the cover, so I wasn't quite interested. Next up, I've got Toy Story 4 with a question mark next to it, because I'm like, would that work?
No.
Do we want to go there?
No.
No?
I'm vetoing that one.
Okay. All right, I should have put that in the excluding list.
I mean, you could, but I don't want to even discuss that.
I mean, you wouldn't even have to change the title.
Or the characters' names.
Yeah, Woody and Buzz.
That's an old joke, but you know.
Yeah, there you go. I think we made that joke in one of our episodes.
You're my favorite deputy.
Oh, Jesus. Spider-Man Far From Home is on my list. Again, I don't think that would quite work. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, you could definitely do that.
Yeah, again, how would you sort of do like the whole Manson family angle? Oh, I think it would be too easy. That's
you would
the
just
problem.
Make it the porn industry rather than Hollywood industry.
You just make Boogie Nights.
You just make Boogie Nights. That was the movie I was trying to think of. Yeah, Boogie Nights.
Yeah, you just make that. So I don't think we'd be able to do that.
Already exists.
It's been done.
But that's not a porn movie.
Here's one I'm really excited about. Here's one I'm really, really excited about.
What?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes. Yeah.
Think about it.
Absolutely.
Knobs and Whore. We got to come back to that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That,
and we already
great.
Said that Hobbs and Shaw wanted to bang each other in that movie anyway, so.
That's what'll happen in the movie.
Yeah, all right. The Kitchen. I think that one might work. The Kitchen. Yeah, imagine it. It's three mothers. Wow. Where would you go with that in Gangsters? Again, I don't think you could be too creative with that
one. Irish gangster there.
Yeah, exactly.
He's running around.
I don't think you could be too creative with that one, but, you know.
It'd be like
it'd be a funny concept.
All the husbands go to jail and the housewives are like.
Yeah, and what are they doing in jail?
Well, yeah, you can
being someone's bitch.
You can have both
dropping
sides.
Dropping the soap in the shower.
The movie could be like pro-LGBT, you know? You could
have
that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of our movies will be pro-LGBT.
Can be like them just
getting... T+, whatever. Next up, we have Joker. Again, I think that would just be, yeah, where do you go with that?
No.
No, yeah, I'm with you there. No. Gemini Man. Gemini went.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes.
Imagine what you could do with CGI in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be funner than the actual movie.
Yes.
I say yes to that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Zombieland Double Tap. I'm a bit sort of worried about that one.
You don't really need to change the title much.
No.
Has there been porn parodies of zombie movies? Is
absolutely.
That a thing?
Absolutely.
What do they do in those?
There's porn of the dead. It's just people having sex with zombies. It's not really something
not
I'm
really.
Into, yeah.
So you're not into zombie porn?
No, it kind of grosses me out. So I don't think we should go there, to be honest.
That's what you would have to do in Zombieland, right?
I mean, there was a lot of sex in that movie anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think we should just skip that one.
I'm going to say no.
Terminator Dark Fate. Has it been done? I don't know.
Wasn't that part of our discussions on Terminator Dark Fate? As if he did get married. He did have a girlfriend. Carl had a girlfriend.
Yeah, so. That's true. He had a wife, essentially. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Seems too easy again. Too easy. I sort of want to challenge ourselves.
Okay, well, let's just get rid of that because it's not a challenge.
Let's also get rid of Charlie's Angels because not only do I think it's been done, it's also too easy as well.
Yeah, that one just writes itself.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
You definitely think we should explore that one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll earmark that one. Frozen 2.
You know what?
Would it be animated or would it be live action?
I think this probably exists already.
Really?
I would imagine.
I have no idea. I'm presuming so, but yeah, I don't actually know.
I was going to say no.
I didn't do any research on that one.
That just makes me uncomfortable, but...
It makes you uncomfortable? You're imagining the two sisters, is that what? And as well as the snowman.
Well, that movie
he could have a dildo for a nose.
Oh, Jesus.
Or he could use his carrot in interesting ways.
That's such an innocent movie for me. I don't want to go there.
Okay, fair enough. We'll skip over that one. What about Knives Out?
Yes.
Who banged the old man? And he died. He had a heart attack.
He left his inheritance to somebody.
Yeah. Well, but that's all about a family, though, as well. We could extrapolate. We could make it more innocent.
It doesn't
have
to be a family.
That's true. We could make
it could be everybody's ex-partners. You know, he just cheated on everybody and they all are coming for the world. That actually makes a really intriguing story outside of a porn parody.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll have to think about that one. Another one I think we'll definitely have to think about is Jumanji The Next Level. I know you haven't seen that movie, but there's
I have.
You have?
I have, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You did watch it in part of your deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of body swapping in that movie, so I think it would be interesting.
We never discussed that on our 100th episode.
No, I don't think it really stood out to us.
Forgettable.
Yes, exactly. I don't think it stood out to us at all.
But yes, I think that would work.
Okay. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, I'm not so sure about because, again, it's sort of been done to death.
Well, we know that it's Emperor Palpatine, you know, had relations to give birth to Rey, so yeah.
Okay, if you really want to go there.
We can do that. Now, explore that.
Here's another questionable one. Spies in disguise.
Yes.
He doesn't have to turn into a pigeon.
No, I think he does have to turn into a pigeon.
Okay, where's this going
then? We're just going to have like a pigeon porn parody.
Right.
Where he turns
Is that
into
what
a
people
pigeon.
Want to see?
I'm sure
Is the pigeon banging people?
I'm sure there's a market for it.
Okay, maybe. I didn't realize we've done so many fucking movies, by the way.
We've done heaps.
Yeah.
We're like over 100 episodes.
Yes, but we haven't done 100 movies. The Kingsman is next on my list.
Yes.
You think so? Where would you go with that?
Actually, now that I think about it, no.
Bloodshot. I've got nanobots in my penis. We already made the joke in the episode.
Yeah.
Would that work? It's sort of a superhero movie, so I kind of don't see it
working. So what does he do? Would he like wake up, have sex with someone and then forget?
Yeah, exactly.
That's too problematic. Let's move past that.
Fantasy Island.
He's being date raped.
Fantasy Island is already too easy because it sounds like a porno already. So I also think it's been done.
I haven't seen that movie. Is it like that? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
What's it like? Is it good?
Yeah, it's not good at all.
Okay.
It's got a lot of attractive people in it, so.
There you go.
It could work, but yeah, again, I think it's too easy. Because it's literally like, Fantasy Island, I want to have sex with people. Done.
Done.
Next up is The Invisible Man.
Yes.
That's a fun idea, but a little bit problematic, given the themes of the movie.
Yeah, too problematic. Let's veto
that
one. It's
sort of about like spousal abuse.
Spousal abuse, domestic abuse.
And abusing someone while invisible, so.
Let's not go there.
Let's not go there. Spiral from the Book of Saw. It's a movie about a serial killer. No, let's not do that. SpongeBob, Sponge on the Run. I know you're thinking yes, but it has been done, so we can't do that. And it was equally as horrifying as the Pokemon one.
Who lives in a vibrator under the sea?
SpongeBob
SquarePants. He's so horny and nerdy, he tried to hump me.
Candyman.
No.
Imagine he doesn't have a hook for a hand.
What?
He doesn't have a hook for a hand.
I mean, he could have a hook for a hand.
Ugh. I'm just being creative.
That's
here. I'm
a thing.
Thinking on like Edward Penis Hands level.
Jesus. Is that a thing?
Yes, that's a thing.
Oh, man, really?
My brother told me about that movie, so I had to look it up. It's exactly what you think it is.
All flopping around.
It makes eating very difficult for him. That's a scene in the movie.
What?
I'm 100% serious.
Oh, okay. What were we talking about?
Candyman.
Oh, Candyman. Right.
So you say Candyman 5 times and he turns up and bangs you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could work. Soul. I know you've seen Soul. The Pixar movie Soul.
Before people are born?
Oh, okay. I was thinking about the bit where you went into the body of a cat.
They do body swaps.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ripe for porn parody, right? Like,
and would it be animated?
You go into a hot girl or something,
I don't
know.
Exactly. Top Gun Maverick. It sort of writes itself. It's a lot of, you can ride my tail anytime. No, you can ride mine. Okay.
Gay porn, right?
Brings
there.
A new meaning to the word cockpit. Yeah, exactly. Next up is Free Guy. We've got a video game, sort of like Grand Theft Auto style multiplayer video game there.
Yeah,
could
it works.
Like that episode of Black Mirror.
It works.
Potential there.
That was a good episode of Black Mirror, by the way.
Tenet.
Unless you do like reverse
going back
sex
in time, I think you could have some interesting fun with that one.
I'll only say yes if it'll also include bad Russian accents.
Yes, it certainly will. Yeah, I think that one's ripe for exploration as well.
What the fuck happened in that movie? Yeah, well, other than
you
going,
can just call it tit back because it's the same backwards and forwards, but no one would know it was a tenor pair. It's just called tit. Yeah, going back in time,
yeah,
be really creative with it.
But that's all you could do,
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, I think anything with Dwayne
yeah.
is a yes.
We've had a few. We've already got Knobs and Hall.
Knobs and Hall, right.
That one I'm excited about. Jungle Cruise, what are they, just on a boat?
Yeah.
Going at it. There's the gay guy in there as well, so
yeah,
he gets some fun time too.
Actually, no. Let's just, like, what can you do with that?
Bill and Ted Face the Music. That one I'm a little bit excited about because, remember, I sort of had a thing for the daughters. I don't know what it was about them, but like the female version of Bill and Ted sort of did something for me, remember? So I think we could work with that in a movie.
What, like, okay. That's interesting.
It could be sort of like a swapping situation going on.
And they're just traveling in time.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Oh.
Yeah, like meeting
famous
people
figures
in history.
And, you know, having relations.
And having relations with them. Yeah.
I mean, it has been done before. There is a Bill and Ted porn parody out there already. So I don't know how far you could sort of go with that. So, yeah, maybe. That one's a definite maybe. Honest Thief has sort of brings up question marks for me. My girlfriend.
Honest Thief. Liam Neeson.
Yes.
He has a girlfriend. Girlfriend goes missing.
No, she doesn't go missing.
Oh, she gets
assaulted by Captain Boomerang.
And he's an...
and he blows them up. Essentially,
and he
gets framed for a murder.
What was that line in the movie that he kept saying?
I'm coming for you.
I'm coming for you. So
well,
maybe
it's too easy. Come on,
maybe.
I don't see where we'd go with that. I'm not sure where we'd go with Love and Monsters.
You don't need to change
movie.
The title.
No, you don't at all.
Just Love and Monsters.
A guy, his dog.
Don't we
monsters.
All love monsters? That's deep. That's deep, Matty D. That's what you get for that. That's what you get for downloading this episode.
Here's something I'm really excited about. Freaky.
Oh.
Another body swap movie.
Uh-huh.
It goes into like a hot teenage girl in high school. I mean, you can age it up.
Let's
18.
Let's age it up, yeah.
So a man swaps bodies with a girl. Imagine it. I think in the episode I already said it was sort of like ripe for that sort of situation.
And would you just call it freaky?
Getting freaky.
Getting freaky.
Yeah. Fat Man. What about Fat Man?
The one about Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Mel Gibson is Santa Claus. Yeah, I'm not sure
Mrs.
about that
Mrs. Claus?
One. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I didn't watch that
the
movie,
elves.
So I don't know what happens in it.
Santa's Elves.
Santa's Elves? Yeah.
No, I'm not feeling that one. Coming to America. You wouldn't have to change the title very much.
Coming on America.
No.
Yeah.
Maddie D.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
There's a lot of stuff going on in that, so... So this is the sequel to Coming to America, of course.
That movie hasn't been released, right?
No, it's just about to come out. So yeah, so imagine all the stuff that Prince Akeem could get up to in America.
The stuff he did in the original movie.
But you know what? I tell you what, that's too easy. I don't think we should do that one.
That movie was
easy.
Very sexual anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know what the sequel's going to be, but...
Next up is The Little Things.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. That's just... Wow.
Wait, Little Things. What was that?
That's the murder mystery.
Jared
Leto.
Not Vin Diesel. Denzel Washington. Imagine if Vin Diesel was in The Little Things. That'd be great. Yeah. I mean, what, they're chasing
I mean, the only women in that movie are dead, so that's kind of a...
I mean, other than the title, it doesn't really work.
No, it doesn't. And the last thing I have on the list is Nobody. Now, we already sort of suggested there was like a cuckold aspect in that movie, so it sort of could do it. But yeah, I'm not feeling that one either.
Nobody.
That's Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, that's the
John
one.
Wick movie.
No.
Yeah, definitely not. All right, so what are your favorites so far? Which three sort of stand out to you?
I never thought I would ever have this conversation, particularly on air, but I'm thinking Sonic.
Yep.
I'm thinking Dr. Doolittle.
Yep.
I'm thinking Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, I'm not so hot on Detective Pikachu. I think we could do a better one.
Let's get rid of Detective Pikachu. Hobbs
Detective
and
Pikachu, you just said it. Did you say Hobbs and Shaw?
Hobbs and Shaw, yeah.
Keen for Knobs and Haw?
Mm.
Okay. Is that our three? I think that could
our
three.
What do you think, Kieran?
Well, I definitely agree with you on those first two, which was
You don't Doolittle. Like Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah, I don't know where you'd go with it, to be honest. I think there's... Godzilla King of the Monsters was the one I was really championing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm happy with that one
as well.
I definitely
think we should do that. Yeah, all right, let's do those three. So what are we starting with? We're going to start with Doolittle?
Yeah, let's talk about Doolittle first.
And what are we going to call it?
Doolittle. Triple X Porno.
No, we're going to be more creative than that.
I can't think of a title. Doodiddle does not work.
Doodiddle. No. We could call it...
Not Little.
Not Little.
Yeah. What was the full title? The full title was something different.
The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle was originally what it was going to be called.
The Voyage.
It could be Do Lots.
Do Lots.
Dr. Doolots.
Do them all?
Do them all. Dr. Do them all. All right.
That's awful.
I think that's my winner.
That's awful.
And so, all right. So we've got, what was it? I've already forgotten it.
Dr. Do them all.
Dr. Do them all. Okay. So we've got Dr. Do them all.
Right.
And I'm just looking up the characters here. So, all right. So before we get into the characters, what is the basic plot of Dr. Do them all going to be? So he obviously travels around on his boat, getting into adventures and having
sex
relations
with all the animals.
So obviously he's going to go, the first thing that jumps to mind, having sex with all the animals is what you just said out loud.
Yeah.
All right. How are we going to approach that from a non-bestiality angle?
No, this movie is going to be a bestiality movie. It's going
to... No, it's not. It's going to be people in bad costumes. That's what
okay,
it's going to
well
be.
Okay, well then it's
going to
be...
You're going to have someone in a giraffe costume. You're going to have someone in a dog costume. Right? You're going to have someone in a duck costume. You're going to have someone in a mouse costume.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have, you know... You're going to have your Robert Downey.
Well, he can talk to the animals, right?
So yeah, that's right.
Maybe he talks to
other things. He can do more than talk to the animals. I'm imagining the octopus scene. All right, so yeah, okay. So who are our main players in the movie? So obviously we've got the Queen. So he goes to the Queen.
Oh,
has relations with the Queen. We don't have to change her name. She's just the Queen.
Just the Queen, yeah.
So we've got Dr. Do Them All, Dr. John Do Them All. And we've got the Queen, who's just the Queen.
Can he be called Johnson Do Them All?
We've got his partner, Polly the Parrot.
Uh-huh.
What would we call her? So obviously, yeah, the parrot's going to be involved.
There's a person
in a parrot costume.
Yep, obviously. Person in a parrot costume.
So Polly.
Polly.
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous. There you go. Polygamy.
We've got Chi-Chi the gorilla.
Chi-Chi.
What's Chi-Chi's name going to be? Well, Chi-Chi actually means breasts in Japanese.
Well, there you go. Don't need to change that.
So
would Chi-Chi be a
gorilla?
Just
call it Chi-Chi's.
Though? Chi-Chi's.
Yeah. And Chi-Chi is now, is it going to be a male gorilla or a lady gorilla with huge breasts?
A lady gorilla.
Okay. We've got Yoshi the polar bear. It was John Cena in the movie.
Right. So I just think you could just make that a bear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the name? Yoshi.
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 Yeah. Can we call him Broshi? Why not?
Broshi.
I'm all feeling right. Very uncreative at the moment.
All
Broshi.
Right.
And we've got Plimpton, the ostrich. Blumpkin.
Pimpton.
Pimpton, of course. There
Pimpton
you go.
Pimpton, the ostrich.
And we've got Dab Dab the duck as well. Nob Nob.
Nob Nob.
Nip
okay.
Nip.
Nib.
No, I'm saving Nip for Jip the dog.
All right. Yep.
And I think who else could we sort of force in? We've got the lady pirate, of course, because he goes to the pirate island.
I haven't seen this movie, so...
Okay, well, there is a pirate island.
I started watching it and I was having a great time. I want to savor it.
Okay.
He goes to a pirate island?
Yeah, he does. So obviously there's going to be a busty pirate wench there.
Of course, of course.
There's the queen who he's trying to save. She's, I don't know, she's not dying. That would just be weird.
Uh-huh.
What are you thinking? So what is he trying to find? He's trying to find he's trying to find some sort of magical Viagra. The tree of everlasting woodies.
The queen's marriage is not going well.
Yeah, because he's banging Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah. And
because the king is impotent. There you go.
The king is impotent.
So he's going to go to the pirate island and find
the Viagra. To help the king.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there's actually a dragon in the movie, but I don't...
Is there a dragon in the
movie? Yeah, there's a dragon in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't predict that, but there is.
Cool.
But yeah, we won't work the dragon
into the movie. Is there the tiger in the movie?
Yes, there's the tiger.
In our movie?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Barry.
His name is Barry.
Barry the tiger.
He's going to be called Boney in our movie.
Boney?
Yeah.
Dear God.
Boney. From Trapped. Oh, that's an obscure reference. Anyway.
Is Chi-Chi the gorilla going to be
nervous like he is in the actual movie? Yeah, yeah. He's going to overcome his sexual anxiety. Yep, yep. All right. It writes itself. I don't think we need to say any more on Dr. Do Them All. What have we got next? Sonic the Hedgehog. Got to go fast.
Sonic the Hedgehog goes fast. He wants to go really, really fast.
It's going
to
be a lady hedgehog.
Uh-huh.
And what's...
This probably exists because the Sonic
Sonic
fans,
the Vadgehog.
Sonic has a really weird...
Yeah, that is true. They seem to like to fetishize Sonic the Hedgehog already, but I'm thinking Sonic the Vadgehog.
Okay, all right.
It's a lady hedgehog.
Yeah, okay.
You've got your policeman. What was the policeman? Hold on, I'm going to have to look up the cast for that.
He's got to find the rings, right? That was in Sonic.
Yeah, he's got to find the cock rings.
Blue
there you go.
Streak.
She, because it's a lady hedgehog.
Oh, sorry, it's a lady hedgehog.
His name was Tom. The main character's name was Tom. Wow.
Tom, there you go.
Yeah, he's just, there you go. I don't think
Tom,
we need to change that.
The policeman.
Yep.
He's a policeman. People like people in uniforms.
Yeah.
Policemen.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a thing.
And we've got Sonic the Vadgehog, as we've decided. And of course, we've got Dr. Robotnik.
Uh-huh. Right.
Dr. Robotnik.
Dr. Robotnik. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
He creates sex robots.
Yes, he does.
It writes itself. We got Crazy Carl. We don't even have to change his name.
No, he's just there.
And
is Knuckles in this movie?
No, he's not. But Tails is.
Tails
is in the movie. So
Tails is.
Yeah.
In the actual movie or in the
actual movie, Tails is in the movie.
Well, you bring like Tails in.
Yeah. So we open up. We're in the Mushroom Kingdom or wherever they live.
Yep.
That's Mario. But yeah, they're in Sonic's planet.
No, yeah. Mushroom Kingdom
is
Mario.
We've got Lady Sonic and we've got Tails there and they have some, you know, some interesting times.
Can we throw Mario in the movie? Because I feel like a Sonic Mario cameo would be fun.
Why not? Why not? Why not? So Mario's just there as well. Princess Peach, all that sort of business.
Yeah, they're having a great time. Fuck it.
Mario eats a mushroom and not his body grows huge. So then Sonic...
And then he like has the star. He's like... Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Exactly.
Like a rabbit just going going a million miles per hour.
Oh,
Lucky
Jesus.
Peach.
Yeah, exactly. And Sonic as well. Sonic's
Sonic.
Involved. So Sonic the Lady Hedgehog gets teleported to
Earth.
Gotta
go really fast.
Gotta collect all the cock rings, as we've discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And is anyone going to listen to this episode? That's what I really want to know. If you made it this far, I congratulate you. I honestly congratulate you. Of course, she meets Tom, the policeman, and then there's Dr. Robot Dick as well with his sex robots. Yep, there we
He's
go.
Trying to catch Sonic.
Yeah.
Sonic has like stamina that he wants to
Yeah, exactly.
steal.
Because he finds that through Sonic's quills.
Does he find massive... like a pubic hair of Sonic?
Yeah, exactly.
And, like,
a blue one.
It,
yeah.
Like electricity like goes yeah. through.
And he suddenly
and Jim
like
Jim Carrey's in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Jim Carrey plays himself in the porn version. I don't want to see that actually. No, we're just presuming that we're getting established porn actors. But since I probably can't, you know, name anyone who looks like Jim Carrey, we're just going to presume that they're
Jim
out
Carrey's
there.
In the movie. Yes.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so I think that's as far as we can go with Sonic the Hedgehog. Is that what it's called? It's got
to
be.
I
right?
don't want it to be. But
I tell you the worst part about that title, I'm probably not the first person to think it up.
Oh, dear. Anyway, what's our last one? We have Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla,
King of the Monsters.
But what is it going to be called?
Godzilla.
You want to keep Godzilla as Godzilla?
What else would you call him? Cockzilla.
Cockzilla, yeah, there you go. Cockzilla.
King of the Fucksters. Oh, Jesus.
you didn't like
this
that
episode,
one.
This episode. King of the Monsters with a U, and we just bring back the Monsters TV
King of the
show.
Monsters?
The Monsters, yeah.
Wow. Meh. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm going back into Madam's family territory.
Yeah. Queen of the Monsters.
Oh, it's a Lady Godzilla.
It's a Lady Godzilla.
Well, Mothra's a girl, so I can't. So I'm imagining people in
Godzilla
like,
is, if I go with the Matthew Broderick version,
which
Godzilla,
nobody does.
I do. Godzilla is a female.
That's true.
Lays eggs.
Traditionally, Godzilla is a male. And I'm just imagining a building. You know, I'm imagining a building and Godzilla's sort of like, he's taking out a bit of pent up, you know, aggression out on the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to see that scene. So
pent up aggression.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, he can't find Mothra. And then he's like, well, that building's looking a little bit come here.
Oh my God.
Someone's in the building and like the window smashes. Like,
is it a male Godzilla?
Yeah, yeah.
Entering
exactly.
a building, or is it a female Godzilla with like one of those steeple
towers? No. It's a male Godzilla.
That's terrible.
Yes.
terrible.
So that's how the movie opens.
Yes. Okay. So he comes out. Godzilla is wet. Comes out of the ocean.
Yes.
Wants to get busy.
Yeah. There's a building there looking a bit come hither. I'm just imagining like you and I have a cameo in this movie. We're just sitting in an office typing away at a computer. And then just suddenly this huge like green monster comes through the window, smashes through the window, and we're like, what the hell? And blasts us away.
Godzilla like arches its head back and like shoots the fucking
yes.
The
nuclear breath.
Right.
So then how do we work the grizzly situation in the movie?
I mean,
that's our favorite
already
part.
That's already there. I mean, he's just like they're dressed as bears.
They're not a family.
Whole thing.
They're completely unrelated sort of relations there.
I want to throw a love story between Rodan and Ghidorah.
Mothra. Rodan and Mothra.
Why? Mothra and King Kong. King Kong. In Godzilla.
That's the next movie. Mothra and Godzilla? Yeah why not? And Rodan and King Ghidorah, you want to say?
Yeah.
So are we going to make Rodan a lady in this one?
No.
Because King Ghidorah, as we already discussed, he's not going to have three heads.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have three heads and he's also going to have three appendages as well. And yeah, look out, Rodan.
I kind of like their dynamic lends itself to like a sexual, you know, dynamic.
Because Rodan is subservient to King Ghidorah. By the way, we haven't changed either Rodan, Mothra, or King Ghidorah's name.
Can Rodan like wings like blow up everyone's
dresses
and
be,
things?
Yes. Could his name be Blow Dan?
Blow Dan?
Who's Dan? Blow Dan.
Blow Dan.
And Mothra is going to be Mothra.
Trojan?
Yes, Trojan. I like that better. Mothra is obviously going to be Mothra.
Mothra.
Yeah, Mothra.
Oh, dear.
And King Ghidorah is going to be Kinky Dora.
Kinky Dora?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Kinky Donga.
I can't think of anything else. Dora.
We're leaving Dora the Explorer alone, no. Remember?
So, I also want King Kong to be in there as King Dong.
Yes, of course. We can throw him in there, even though he wasn't in the movie. We can throw him in.
So, I think, is there anything else you can say about this?
So, it's people in costumes, presumably. So, like in our Doolittle plot where if people
in
costumes.
No, I think they should just be like animated.
Okay, fair enough.
No, let's put, I don't know, people in costumes.
I want to go more traditional Godzilla where it's people in costumes. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, rolling around in a cityscape, crushing buildings.
Right.
And then we've got our people in our bear costumes.
Uh-huh.
Just like the
grizzly situation.
The stepmom comes up to the attic and it's just like, there's a grizzly situation going on in the attic. And it's just like, hi, adopted children who are over 18. We're dressed as bears and just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
You have the dance company.
The dance corporation.
Dance corporation.
Who, I don't even remember what they were called in the movie.
I don't know if they had a name. Oh, and how can we forget about Ken Watanabe? Like,
yeah.
And he's
let
Godzilla fetish.
Let them fuck.
What about Godzilla? Yeah, well, he
loves
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
He likes Godzilla.
He really likes
Godzilla.
He's always standing off to the side,
so
taking care of business, shuffling
the deck.
Climax
of the movie, all puns intended there, is him coming into...
Excuse me?
Him going into the like lava section where he's like wanting to go have sex with
under
Godzilla.
Right.
And he dies. That's how he dies.
Right.
Fulfills his dream.
He climaxes. He has an orgasm, which means like a little death in French. And so he has a little death and then
an
actual death.
That's actually, climax means little death?
Well, in French, the French word for orgasm is little death.
Really?
So, yeah, that's true.
Oh.
So he has a little death and then he has a big death.
So they call climaxes little death.
Huh. Yeah, that's right. I
guess,
have no idea why.
I guess in a way, I mean, like that's potential children's like sperm, so maybe.
By the way, I never gave you your score for the quiz.
Oh, how'd I do?
You got 12 points out of a possible 21.
Jesus Christ. That's no surprising.
So you didn't
not
do that great, but maybe that's a good thing. So
judge,
what
were
the titles, before we wrap up, what were the titles of our three movies?
Well,
so we got Sonic the Hedgehog. We've got Dr.
I hate that name.
Dr. Do Them All.
Dr.
And we've
Do
got, what was it?
Queen.
Godzilla's a man.
Oh,
remember.
Queen of the Monsters.
No, it's not Queen of the Monsters.
Oh, Godzilla is a man? Oh, because
yeah,
you want Godzilla to have
it
sex
was like,
in the building.
Wasn't it like Fuckzilla or something like that?
Coxzilla.
Coxzilla. King of the Fucksters. I think
King
I said.
King of the Fucksters.
I don't think we're going to do any better than that. You wanted to do King of the Monsters and bring in the Monsters, but I don't think we should.
No. That's what he does, right?
Yeah, that's right. Herman Munster. We're not talking about the monsters.
Monster.
We're talking about Godzilla banging a building.
I think Godzilla is our winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
Coxzilla.
Look at that. For anybody that said nothing good came out of that movie, good point.
I don't know what you're talking about. A lot of people really like that movie.
I've heard a lot of people really like it too. And
it was a lot better than the first one, I'll have you know.
Shocking.
Really?
Anyway, that's a conversation
okay.
for another day.
We've had this conversation already. We've had this conversation. And guess what, Matty D? We're going to have it again because next week... We're going to be talking about our first ever sequel, the first time we've ever covered a sequel on the show to a movie that we've already covered. We're going to be talking about the sequel to Godzilla.
King Kong versus Godzilla. We're doing it.
We're talking about the sequel to Godzilla, King of the Monsters, King Kong versus Godzilla. Mm. We're going to be talking about all our favorite characters. And I'm so excited because, yes, we've never done a sequel to a movie that we've covered before on the show.
This is a bucket list item for us.
And this is something we've talked about always wanting to do, and we're finally getting to it.
We always said the success of this show would be if we made it to the point where we would get to a sequel. And now we're here.
And I always said we should do a really long porn episode as well. So
we achieved your goal. We ticked that off the bucket list. So if this was the first time you've listened to our podcast...
Oh, I apologize.
We hope you liked it.
This episode was a fucking train wreck.
We hoped you liked it, but... Our show is not really like this most of the time, so go through our
archives. We're usually a lot more PG.
You got to try different things, I guess. Let us know if you have Send us your porn parody ideas. Send us your porn parody ideas.
If you've got a great
Did you like what
Joker
came
porn
up
parody,
with? Oh.
Which one was the best idea? Have you got a better idea? Let us know. You can send us an email. You can send us hate mail at Potential Spoilers.
Have you seen anything, a porn parody of any of the movies we covered?
Yeah, please don't tell us. I don't want to know.
You can use an alias. We won't expose. No, we will expose you. Fuck you. Hey, here's this person's full name. Here's where you can find them on Facebook.
Their address.
And here's their address. And this is what they're into. They're into Godzilla movies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay,
No judgment.
An email at potentialspoilerspod@gmail.com. You can leave us a comment on this episode's page on the Podbean site. or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Maybe don't post this one publicly on any of those forums.
Fair enough.
Don't post your porn ideas on those forums because we will probably get us banned. We don't want that to happen.
Sure. Until then, look forward to when we talk about King Kong versus Godzilla.
I'm looking forward to talking about King Kong versus Godzilla.
How do we wrap up this show? Like you'd wrap up anything else?
Yeah. Like you'd wrap up anything else. Just have fun out there, guys.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Wear protection.
Happy watching. Maybe go through that list. Yeah. And have fun.
Did anything arouse your curiosity?
Sexuality should be fun. Enjoy.
Fair percent.
Bye.
I'll get you, Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's me.
You look like you're wearing a sexy Sonic the Hedgehog Halloween costume.
She takes us to my current home, Earth, where my video game ass can be as slutty as Leisure Suit Larry.
I want you to go knuckles deep in me.
I guess I'm blue fast, blue furious for you.
Humans are at their dumbest when they're jacking it. Not you, though.